Good morning. It's April 26th, and this is your daily brief in science. Here's everything you need to know. In an unprecedented discovery, genetic material from the H5N1 avian flu virus has been identified in pasteurized milk purchased in the United States, prompting calls from the World Health Organization for enhanced global surveillance of this concerning development. This finding has led to a reassessment of the virus's potential impact on both animal and human health, extending the scope of concern beyond traditional avian carriers to now include dairy products. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration, FDA, has confirmed the presence of H5N1 genetic material in the milk, but has quickly reassured the public that the commercial milk supply remains safe, highlighting that the detected genetic material does not equate to the presence of a live virus. This situation has unfolded against a backdrop of H5N1 detections in cows across at least 30 farms in 8 states, with the virus also reported in cats and a single human case. These developments indicate a broader host range for the virus, raising questions about its transmission dynamics and potential risks to public health. In response, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, USDA, has introduced new measures aimed at controlling the spread of H5N1. These measures include mandatory testing for dairy cattle crossing state lines and a requirement for laboratories and veterinarians to report any cases of the virus. However, these efforts have been met with resistance from some farmers, complicating the response to this emerging threat. Amidst this situation, international cooperation has been highlighted as a critical component in addressing the ongoing H5N1 threat. With multiple studies on the outbreak expected to be published in the coming weeks, the global community is awaiting further insights into the virus's behavior and impact. Meanwhile, health experts have moved to reassure consumers, emphasizing the safety of pasteurized milk and the negligible risk of H5N1 infection through dairy consumption. This underscores the effectiveness of current food safety measures and the importance of continued vigilance in monitoring and controlling the spread of infectious diseases. As World Malaria Day casts a spotlight on a global health crisis, the battle against malaria faces formidable obstacles, intensified by the unforeseen impacts of climate change and the COVID-19 pandemic. This story dives into the complexities of combating malaria, a disease that continues to threaten millions worldwide, particularly in vulnerable regions. The global effort to eradicate malaria is hampered by a host of challenges, including the emergence of drug-resistant strains, inadequate living conditions, and a scarcity of essential treatment and prevention resources. The COVID-19 pandemic has further complicated these efforts, diverting attention and resources away from malaria and causing a spike in cases. Moreover, climate change is adding fuel to the fire, creating conducive environments for mosquito breeding in new areas, thereby expanding the geographical scope of malaria transmission. In regions like South Asia, the threat looms larger due to climate-induced changes, making these areas new frontiers in the fight against malaria. World Malaria Day serves as a critical reminder of the need for sustained commitment to funding and innovation in the face of these escalating challenges. The day emphasizes the importance of global cooperation and the need for new strategies to adapt to the changing landscape of malaria transmission. The fight against malaria is at a critical juncture, requiring not just continued but enhanced efforts to navigate the added complexities brought on by climate change and global health crises. The path forward demands a concerted global effort, emphasizing the need for innovation in treatment and prevention methods, alongside a commitment to addressing the socioeconomic factors that exacerbate the disease's spread. As the world grapples with these intersecting challenges, the urgency to act against malaria has never been more pronounced. In a pioneering medical procedure that could revolutionize the future of organ transplants, Lisa Pisano, a terminally ill patient from New Jersey, underwent a groundbreaking double surgery at NYU Langone Health. This included the implantation of a heart pump and the transplantation of a gene-edited pig kidney, marking a significant milestone in medical science and offering a new ray of hope for patients with severe organ failure. The surgery utilized a pig kidney under the FDA's Compassionate Use Program, a decision driven by the critical nature of Pisano's condition. Remarkably, the pig kidney has been functioning perfectly with no signs of rejection, highlighting the potential of xenotransplantation to address the dire organ shortage facing many patients worldwide. However, this success story also opens up a conversation about the long-term viability, safety, and ethical considerations of using animal organs for human transplants. The implications of this successful surgery extend far beyond Lisa Pisano's case. It offers a glimmer of hope in the battle against organ shortages and could herald a new era in organ transplantation, potentially saving countless lives. Yet the path forward requires rigorous clinical trials involving more participants to ascertain the safety and efficacy of xenotransplantation as a standardized treatment option. Lisa Pisano's family has voiced their gratitude towards the medical team responsible for this life-extending procedure. Their optimism for her improved quality of life and the prospect of her spending more time with her grandchildren encapsulates the personal impact of these medical advancements. As the medical community and the world watch closely, the journey of xenotransplantation from an experimental procedure to an approved medical treatment remains a beacon of hope for many. In a leap forward for space chemistry, a team led by MIT graduate student Zachary Fried has made a remarkable discovery in the Cat's Paw Nebula, identifying a complex organic molecule, 2-methoxyethanol, for the very first time. This finding not only pushes the boundaries of our knowledge, but also hints at the intricate chemical ballet that unfolds in the cosmos. Using the Atacama Large Millimeter Submillimeter Array, ALMA, the team peered deep into space to observe the electromagnetic radiation emitted by molecules in the nebula. It was here, in the vastness of space, that they encountered 2-methoxyethanol, a molecule never before detected outside our planet. The discovery was significantly aided by an AI-driven computer program, which pinpointed 2-methoxyethanol as a promising target among the cosmic noise. The presence of such a complex organic molecule in the Cat's Paw Nebula is not just a testament to the team's innovative use of technology, but also provides invaluable insights into the chemical processes that take place in star-forming regions. These processes are crucial for understanding how stars and planets come to be, offering clues to the mysteries of cosmic evolution. Published in the Astrophysical Journal Letters, this research marks a significant milestone in the field of space research. It demonstrates the power of combining advanced observational tools with artificial intelligence to uncover the secrets of the universe, shedding light on the formation of celestial bodies and the unexpected complexity of space chemistry. In a world grappling with the urgent need to combat climate change, a groundbreaking effort by scientists at the Salk Institute leverages artificial intelligence to turn the tide. Using AI software named SLEAP, these scientists are on the brink of revolutionizing how we approach carbon capture, right from the roots of plants. At the heart of this innovation is the adaptation of SLEAP for plant studies, now equipped with a toolkit called Sleep Roots. This enhancement allows for a more efficient analysis of plant root systems, focusing on characteristics vital for carbon sequestration, such as depth, mass, and growth angle. The toolkit not only speeds up the research process, but also improves accuracy, surpassing traditional methods in evaluating these crucial traits. By bridging the gap between phenotypic data and genetic factors, the team at Salk is identifying the genes responsible for desirable plant traits. This connection is key to accelerating the development of plants that can capture and store more carbon dioxide, a critical step in addressing climate change. The software and toolkit are freely available, promoting accessibility and encouraging reproducibility across the scientific community. This initiative has not gone unnoticed, with NASA scientists collaborating with the Salk Institute to explore the tool's applications in space agriculture. The research, part of Salk's Harnessing Plants initiative, is a testament to the potential of plant-based solutions in our fight against climate change. Supported by the Bezos Earth Fund, the Hess Corporation, the TAD Audacious Project, and the National Institutes of Health, this project is a beacon of hope for a greener future. Published in the journal Plant Phenomics, it marks a significant milestone in global efforts towards sustainable living and invites worldwide collaboration in the realm of plant research. This has been your daily brief in science. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. We'll be back Monday with everything you need to know.